one of the most fought by Purim is the mitzvah of matanot le'evyonim, is the money that we give to the poor people. It should be pointed out that although we're very careful in giving mishloach manot, and probably we allot most of our Purim funds towards the mishloach manot, it is more proper to allot the majority of our funds for matanot le'evyonim. Baruch Hashem, the mishloach manot that we give, most of the people, they don't need our mishloach manot. It's not food for them, it's not a necessity. But the aniyim, they need the money. Therefore, it's more important to spend on matanot le'evyonim and minimize your mishloach manot and even minimize your seudat purim. That is the primary mitzvah of the holiday. Therefore, Halakha says, one must give at least two aniyim. How much does he have to give? Well, Halakha says a piruta. Piruta is a minimal amount. But the Rishonim bring down that it's proper to give the shi'ud of the se'udah. Se'udah means some bread with some biftar, some dip that you can dip the bread in. Let's be reasonable to say that that would be about $5. $5 to get two pizzas and maybe a soda, something like that. So therefore, minimally, one must give $10 as matanot le'evyonim. $5 to one ani and $5 to another. Of course, kol ha'merbeh harezeh meshumah. Therefore, Halakha says, since it's mandatory to give this $10, you cannot use it for ma'asir money. Person that designates money every month, ma'asir. He gives 10%. He can't write a check from his ma'aser account to matanot le'evyonim. At least not for the first $10. If he wants to give more than $10, it's already he's being mahmir. Then he could use anything over and above the $10 obligation towards from ma'aser money. Therefore, the first 10 give it from free money. That's fulfilling the mitzvah. Then you want to be mahmir and you have extra money over there, you can give it from ma'aser. Ladies are also obligated in matanot le'evyonim. Therefore, every husband should see to it that he gives at least 10 for himself and 10 for his wife. Question is, where do we find these aniyim? Well, the mitzvah really is to do it on Purim Bay itself. If a person knows a certain family that's ani, or knows that people are needy, certainly he can go on Purim Bay and hand deliver it himself. And like I said, it's more proper even to give it Be'ilum Shem. To fulfill the mitzvah, the recipient doesn't have to know who gave it. Therefore, if a person just put it in an envelope without his name on it and stuck it on his door, technically you fulfill matanot le'evyonim. Baruch Hashem, there are many people in the community that go around and collect before Purim. And they take the money and they give it out on Purim Day itself. Therefore, that would value the best idea. If the person doesn't have access to a local ani, then he should give it. We'll also collect for the shul over here, whoever wants to give them matanot le'evyonim for themselves, for their wives, in order that we can give it out on Purim Day itself. And we have everybody in line, and the mitzvah is fulfilled. These are some of the laws regarding matanot le'evyonim. Again, if you gave it at night, you did not fulfill the obligation. The mitzvah must be given specifically on Purim Day itself.